Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I'd like to say a special shout out to my cousin Sam, who I think is still awake after the Demons win on Saturday night.
Oh, what a win.
Yeah, what a win.
What a win. Did you guys watch the grand final, the AFL grand final?
Yeah. Of course. Did you watch it?
Yeah. No, we sat down to watch it. I mean, we're quite into
just
AFL.
Making sure.
Can you tell me what happened?
This would have got all very awkward very fast.
Well, there was like 3.91 million viewers or something. Like, that smashed the ratings. It probably helped that a lot of people are in lockdown and so they can't do much else. And the musical entertainment lineup was huge. We spoke about that in the week leading up to it. But my husband and I will sat down to watch it. And you know, at the start of the game, you decide to who you're going to go for.
Yeah.
And he picked West Coast. I picked Melbourne. And oh my gosh, you might be going for a team for like 2 minutes, but by the end of that game, you are like a staunch supporter. I was yelling. I was crying.
Who were you going for?
I was going for the Demons.
Oh, you were a Demon. Oh, all right.
Yeah. All right. So Milko was going for West Coast.
Yeah. We had to pick one or the other, and so I went for the Demons. But my cousin Sam, his dad actually was a big Demons fan, and he's passed away. And he hadn't obviously seen them win a grand final. What, last one was like, what, it's been like nearly 60 years?
Yeah,
so he was going for... He was going for them in honour of his late father, so I'm so glad they won.
Nice. It was an incredible victory, that's for sure. And, Damien, you were saying there's something about the coach didn't get the opportunity to speak.
The coach didn't get the opportunity. Yeah, just on the presentation, he got his medal and went up to make his speech, and then the Lord Mayor, Basil, went on with the proceedings. And
it's like faulty towers, Basil.
Kind of an awkward moment, very awkward moment. But I know Chris Hemsworth was really feeling the pain because he's a Bulldogs through and through fan.
Too, yeah. Oh, devoted. The whole family.
Oh, yeah. He even put up a post, you know, saying, guys, well done, well done. But what I do love is he says, I love the game. I love the game and congratulations on a great season, which is really cool.
It is so good. It's so good to watch, like, just with that grand final game. I mean, they were just like a point apart from each other. For like the first half of the game, it was could have gone either way. And then,
they were no longer a point apart.
Then they were 60 points apart.
But it is the nature of that game because it can actually turn very fast. And it is such a fast moving game that once you start slipping back, it's hard. And then mentally, you got that mental game rather than the physical game. But great. And great, as you say, great performances from everybody involved. I thought John Butler Trio, or John Butler, I should say, the trio. It was just him.
No.
What about when he sang Great Southern Land? It was tingles, wasn't it? The entertainment at the AFL, it always smashes the NRL, don't you think?
Well, so NRL Grand Final is coming up. What entertainment do they have?
Timmy Trumpet.
You're joking.
Brilliant. Just brilliant.
That's a joke, isn't it?
Well, no. Look, all joking aside, I mean, Timmy Trumpet, that's a big hit. I mean, it is a big hit. I'm not going to...
Are you kidding me?
Disregard the fact that it's a hit, but it's a strange choice. Maybe Timmy Trumpet's in town.
Timmy Trumpet's a Queenslander. So too are the Stafford brothers.
Is Timmy Trumpet from?
Yeah.
Well, look, it is a big hit, and that's that.
So he's going to do 8 minutes of that.
I'm sure he's got other. He's got other stuff as well.
Surely there's other people they can put in the lineup. I mean, the AFL's gone first, so they've set the precedence. Oh, I see your John Butler Trio on Birds of Tokyo. I'm going to raise it with Timmy Trumpet.
All slagging aside, a big hit. Like that's actually a world hit. Like all joking aside, he managed to smash it all around the world with that song.
You know, the thing that I really love about the grand final is that moment. Like you can imagine as a player. I remember we spoke to Jamie Soud about a grand final, what happens, and he said there's that moment of reflection after the game where you can just sit and be with the rest of your mates. The Melbourne Demons got to do that at the end of the grand final. And imagine this, 60,000 people at the grand final cheering, going berserk. But imagine what it was like when there's no one there.
Yeah.
The Demons went out onto the field and they had the opportunity to sing the team song together with nobody in the stands. It was pretty amazing.
You know what?
As long as you finish your song with woo,
you'd love to be the one that doesn't know the words and you're in
there. It's been 57 years. They've forgotten.
Hey, who are you going for this weekend? Of course, we've got the Panthers up against the Bunnies on
the Bunnies.
On the weekend.
It is for me anyway.
I'm going for the Bunnies. Yeah, I'm going for the Bunnies too. South Sydney.
All of
underdogs
us going for South Sydney.
Wow, Bunnies house in here. All right.
Well, we've just put the kiss of death on them then.
The poor Bunnies.
Wait, no, hang on. I had the Demons over the weekend, and they came out on top. Now you're my lucky charm. Jade is good luck.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know 17 past but... 7 at Wave. Good morning.
Master Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
COVID. It's obviously in here in the Illawarra, and I really feel like that now is probably the worst time for us. Well, it's definitely hitting home for me in the Kymer Jamboree LGA. One of my mates, he's put up a post on Facebook over the weekend and saying that, you know, he's got COVID. And he was debating whether to actually say whether or not he had COVID, because living in a small town, he doesn't want people second guessing him. He doesn't want people poking and making fun at him or you know, treating him like a leper.
Yeah.
But he said that he wanted to make it public for a few simple reasons. One, you don't want to get COVID. It's horrible. You might not know anyone who's caught it, but it is the worst thing I've ever had. Two, get your shot. He said, I'm not against vaccination, I'm not for it, but you do not want to go through what I'm going through every single day. Oh, wow. And then he just said, you know, number three, you don't want to end up in isolation. I've been in isolation for 16 days and it's one of the worst things I've had to go through in my life.
Jeez.
But he's basically said, it's like the worst man flu I've ever had, like 100 trucks running over me and then reversing over me and then doing it again and again and again.
Wow.
And he said he's got vision problems. He's got a head fog he can't shake. He's got the hot and cold sweats and he thinks he's been diagnosed now with the long-term COVID, which they say it could last from 3 weeks to 26 weeks or even 18 months. But he said he can't even walk 20 to 30 metres without running out of breath. And he said it's just, he wanted to share it because it's one of the most horrible things he's ever been through in his life. And he said he feels like that people kind of, it's something that's happening to other people or it's not that bad if you catch it. And just reading that just made me go, whoa. That's full on, and it's somebody in Kymer, somebody who's my age.
Yeah.
And it makes you realise, you know, it is something you don't want to get if you can help it.
No, it's a full on illness. It really and truly is. Yes, a lot of people get a kind of a mild form of it, but it is a full on illness. There's no doubt in that. And if you do get it bad, it's serious. It really is serious.
Yeah. And overnight, public health alerts have been issued for 13 businesses right across the Illawarra, three in the Shoalhaven as the COVID outbreak spreads across the Illawarra. It really is extraordinary. We thought we'd bring in Trav Winks, our news director here at Wave. Trav, can you just sort of step us through the local businesses that have been impacted today?
It's a long list, Straney. WaveFM.com.au is the place to get all of the dates and times. But of those 13, there are multiple exposures for Woolies in Wollongong, Coles, Warrawong, Warrawong Medical Centre, Country Grocer Unanderra, Bunnings at Bulambi and Albion Park Rail, and Aldi in Albion Park Rail. And the crew at Chico's in Wollongong, they've shut up shop. There is no public health alert in place for Chico's Wollongong, but one of their employees has tested positive. Yeah, so all staff getting tested in isolation until they get the results back.
It's amazing.
Now Trav, I've got to say, you know, watching Jeremy McAnulty say that Warrawong is a suburb of concern. That is a concern, okay, because we're obviously based in Warrawong, but even just hearing it on the news, you know, the Illawarra is featuring a lot more in the news.
Yeah, you know what, he says that, but I've asked the question multiple times now over the last few days to the local health district, and they just hide behind the response that it's not a multi-agency response area at the moment, because I've asked the question of a couple of Illawarra suburbs. Look, there have been a lot of cases in the last week, 428 of them across Wollongong, Shell Harbour and Kiama. That's a lot of people that have got this illness. Mm. So, you know, we just have to be so very careful. We had multiple deaths too early last week, and hopefully they don't continue. But yeah, Warrawong had 16 cases there were announced in the period up to 8 p.m. on Thursday, because we got that data on Friday. But Berkeley had 11 as well over the same period.
That's extraordinary, isn't it?
Wow.
It is here.
It's so many. Mm. And I feel like it's only going to rise. Because it's been around for so long, people are starting to think, you know, it's not, you get a little bit complacent, like, because of the whole COVID situation. But this is when we need to be more vigilant than ever, I reckon. And obviously get vaccinated. Snaps for Albion Park, who reached the 90% mark over the weekend.
Now, mate, what's the progress as well? We heard from Paul Scully and Anna Watson about this whole postcode thing. What's the progress on that? Sounds like it's all been thrown out the window.
Look, you know what? Scully got assurances from the health minister and other key people late last week that apparently would start last Thursday. It didn't. It started on Friday. We got one hit, which is why I can specifically tell you those details. There is a map online somewhere, but seriously, if New South Wales Health is fair dinkum about stopping the spread, they need to step up to the plate and be more forthcoming with the information, which is Scully's point, because what he wants to ensure is that the rumour mill stops. And see, New South Wales Health is not going to publish all venues of concern across Wollongong anymore. So He really wants those postcodes reactivated, but the local health district has told me, quote, it's not a simple process. They're working on enabling a local breakdown so it's received by the community in a more timely way.
All right.
Well, they were able to do it late last week.
Yeah.
So exactly. Where is it this week?
Exactly. We're going to find out more. Trav, don't go anywhere. You stay right there. We've got the news feed in just minutes at Wade.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
It's something you think you'll never do.
Oh, rubber bank. I've always said I have no intention of ever doing that.
Climb Everest?
Oh, I wouldn't mind doing that, but the bank is definitely top of my list of things I don't want
to
do.
I'm never going to be able to get up the top of that thing. I'm a human beast.
You never know.
Look, it's a human spirit.
Incredible.
Not things as grand as that, but once you do it, you end up doing it every single day. Oh. It lasts probably about as long as it takes for your kids to sit up in a trolley and to be able to suck a lollipop.
Oh, jeez.
The bribery begins.
Wait, sorry. What are we talking about here?
What are you talking about?
Bribing children.
Oh, bribing.
Bribing your kids.
Something we
so
think.
For me.
Okay, all right.
For me personally, it was like, before I had Lani, I used to look at other parents and go, can't believe they need to bribe their kids to do stuff for them.
Oh,
that's what you think before you have children. And then you realise after you have children, bribery is the best thing that you can do as a parent. And my first moment was with Alani when she was sitting in the trolley and wanted to get out of the trolley and do the grocery shopping. So I used to go and get her a Chubba Chup, and that would keep her happy while I zoomed in and out of all the trolleys and got to the checkout and got out. And that's where
it began. So you've been bribing your daughter for 19 years.
Exactly.
Look at where it's got you.
Well, she's a beautiful. She's turned out okay, so I'm feeling like bribery's working well.
Well, no, Alani has turned out very well. She seemed, you've said on numerous occasions here that she's well behaved, and she's a good person and all the rest.
She's a good girl. So, she's very good.
Yeah, so bribery has worked for you.
Yeah. And I've kept up the trend with the other two kids, but as they get older, you've got less and less things that you can bribe them about, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
Alani's gone now. She can't hold lollies and that over her head. She'll just buy her own.
Yeah.
So with Lulu, who's just about to turn 8, the only thing that worked, well, there's two things. One of them's cupcakes. We all know that Lulu loves a cupcake.
Yep.
But the other thing's technology.
Mm.
And we're all in lockdown, you know, and you need your kids to do stuff, whether it's homeschooling or clean up their room. And for us, the only way we can get Lulu to do stuff is if we say, you need to do this, and then you can have 10 minutes on your iPad.
Oh, yeah.
She loves her iPad.
Yep.
But we've had to put like a PIN code on the iPad, because otherwise she'll squirrel it away and then go and hide and watch the iPad in her cupboard in the bedroom.
Yeah, so eating cupcakes.
So we have a PIN code on it, and it's great because she has to get the iPad. How do you know? She has to get the iPad and then bring it into us, and then we put in the PIN code, and then she can watch it. So it's good. We love having this little bit of control that we have as a parent.
Power.
You don't get much control, but when you have that little bit, it's glorious. Until over the weekend, she got the iPad, and she's sitting with it on the lounge, and she pulled up the screen, and then she went, 3, 8, 6, 5, 0, 0. My husband and I both looked at each other, equal parts shocked equal parts impressed because she had cracked the iPad code.
Not only has she cracked that code, she also knows your ATM code as well.
Yeah, she knows
everything.
We know
it's all the same number.
Guys, enjoy. Go knock yourselves out. Not much money in there, but see how you go.
Oh, that's superb.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Parents of the Illawarra, you're welcome.
Oh.
Yep, you're welcome.
Why so?
Because I'm about to give you a gem that is going to change your life for the remainder of these holidays. All right.
Okay, now this is a big call.
This is a big call. It is a big call. But, you know, it's a call that I'm making and I'm willing to make it freely. All right, over the weekend, Eileen and I discovered the ultimate way to get the kids out of the house.
Oh.
Yes. It's tried and tested. It's been around for a while. We may be familiar with it, but it has worked, and it worked for us at the weekend. All right, we walked downstairs. We woke up. We took a kind of a look around the house. House is a little bit dirty, but nothing drastic. Yeah. Just you know, the general morning sort of wear and tear that your house goes through.
Of course.
Things that left out over the night before. Anyway, we knew the kids were roaming around upstairs. They were all on their phones. They were all on devices and all the rest. And that's when Eileen and I hatched the ultimate plan. Mm-hmm. I went up to the kids and said, okay, guys, this is it. You can either come downstairs and clean up the house with us, or you go outside and you leave all your technology inside and you play in the back garden. I have seen, honestly, it was like dust. It was like smoke. It was like, you know, like in the Roadrunner, when the Roadrunner takes up, beep, beep, and it's just like a bit of a puff of smoke. That's what happened. Yeah. I had three kids that, you know, their devices were actually still in the air for me to catch it, but they weren't anywhere near it. You know, it was that fast. The thought and the prospect of having to clean up the house was that horrifying for the kids that they were out that door and having the time of their life out on the trampoline and the whole lot. And it was amazing. Alan and I were in the house. We just did a little, you know, we really didn't have
popping
to do
about.
We didn't really have to do much. I mean, it was a scam. It was an absolute scam. Everything was practically done anyway. You know, we got out, you know, a dishcloth, wiped down a counter, the whole lot. All was well and good. We had our coffee. We sat down, decided to have a bit of breakfast as well. Why not?
Yeah. Hey. Nice relaxing breakfast without the kids.
Free house. And we actually saw some wine in the fridge, so should we have that as well? Hey, it's early in the morning, but you don't get opportunities like this every single day. We heard
a mimosa.
Well, now we heard some noise, okay? And this is where the hack really gets to the next level, okay? Mm. We heard noise. The door upstairs open. We knew they were coming into the house. Maybe they were on to us. Maybe they had discovered that Mom and Dad are just pulling a fast on us. So Eileen ran, and she got the vacuum cleaner, and she turned it on. Now, we didn't do any vacuuming. We just turned it on. That familiar, ooh, that sort of sound.
Yeah.
It was like a ghost. I tell you, within seconds, that door upstairs was closed again. It was silent. We left that vacuum ring running for a good 40 minutes. 40 minutes of doing nothing. Just running. Just idling over. I tell you, honestly, it's my best bit of advice for everybody in the Illawarra. You want to get the kids out, turn on a vacuum. That's all. That's it. It scares them. It is a kid's kryptonite.
Yeah.
I love that. It is. It's
kids can't stand the sound of kryptonite.
It also works for husbands too, I've heard.